It was late afternoon, and the driver of the car, a middle-aged traveling salesman who shall here be known as Mr. Bell, was tired. He longed to stop for a short nap. However, he was only 100 miles from his destination, Omaha, Nebraska, the headquarters of the large meatpacking company for which he worked. A company rule forbade its salesmen to pick up hitchhikers, but Mr. Bell often disobeyed it, particularly if he was bored and drowsy, so when he saw the two young men standing by the side of the road, he immediately braked his car. They looked to him like okay boys. The taller of the two, a wiry type with dirty blonde, crew-cut hair, had an engaging grin and a polite manner, and his partner, the runty one, holding a harmonica in his right hand and in his left a swollen straw suitcase, seemed nice enough, shy but amiable. In any event, Mr. Bell, entirely unaware of his guest's intentions, which included throttling him with a belt and leaving him, robbed of his car, his money, and his life, concealed in a prairie grave, was glad to have company, somebody to talk to and keep him awake until he arrived at Omaha. He introduced himself, then asked them their names. The affable young man with whom he was sharing the front seat said his name was Dick. "And that's Perry," he said, winking at Perry, who was seated directly behind the driver. "I can ride you boys as far as Omaha." Dick said, "Thank you, sir. Omaha's where we were headed. Hoped we might find some work." What kind of work were they hunting? The salesman thought perhaps he could help. Dick said, "I'm a first-class car painter. Mechanic, too. I'm used to making real money. My buddy and me, we just been down in old Mexico. Our idea was we wanted to live there. But hell, they don't pay any wages. Nothing a white man could live off." "Ah, Mexico." Mr. Bell explained that he had honeymooned in Cuernavaca. "We always wanted to go back, but it's hard to move around when you've got 5 kids. Perry, as he later recalled, thought, 5 kids. Well, too bad. And listening to Dick's conceited chatter, hearing him start to describe his Mexican amorous conquests, he thought how queer it was, egomaniacal. Imagine going all out to impress a man you were going to kill. A man who wouldn't be alive 10 minutes from now. Not if the plan he and Dick had devised went smoothly. And why shouldn't it? The setup was ideal. Exactly what they had been looking for during the 3 days it had taken them to hitchhike from California to Nevada and across Nevada and Wyoming into Nebraska. Until now, however, a suitable victim had eluded them. Mr. Bell was the first prosperous-seeming solitary traveler to offer them a lift. Their other hosts had been either truck drivers or soldiers, and once a pair of Negro prize fighters driving a lavender Cadillac. But Mr. Bell was perfect.